Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV 4th generation, and in this demo I'm going to show you how to pair a Bluetooth speaker, in this case I've already previously done my Beats Studio wireless headphones, to the Apple TV, and then how easy it is to switch between the Bluetooth speaker, the Apple TV, or indeed one of my AirPlay speakers that I've currently nicked from the rest of the house and put in my son's playroom here just to do this demo. So we need to go into settings, remotes and devices and Bluetooth. So I'm going to flick down on my screen on the Siri Touch trackpad.
Search, row 2, okay, column 1.
Search, flick to the right.
Settings, row 2, column okay, 2.
Click on settings on setting, the trackpad.
Settings, general, button.
Now let's flick
one
down
of nine.
To remotes and devices.
Accounts, audio and video, AirPlay. Remotes and devices, button, 5 of 9, remotes and devices, remote, touch surface tracking,
and
medium,
other
Bluetooth. Devices, Bluetooth, button, 1 of 2.
Okay, now before I click on Bluetooth, I'm actually going to turn on my Bluetooth speaker here, and you may hear a beep in the recording. Okay, and I click on Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, remote, connected, 46% battery level.
And of course,
button.
That remote connected
one
is my Siri Touch remote. Flick down.
My devices. Beats Wireless. Not connected.
Okay, that's
button.
My Beats Wireless.
One of three.
Not connected. Click down.
Nimbus. Not connected.
One of my Nimbuses.
Nimbus.
Another
not
Nimbus,
connected.
Which is the game controllers.
Button. Three of three.
Okay, flick down again.
Other devices. M5 degrees 2EE01146. One of one.
Okay, that's my Bluetooth speaker. Solar powered one. So I'm going to click on that.
In progress.
And hopefully it'll connect. So if I flick up.
My devices.
No, not
Nimbus
yet.
Other devices. M5 degrees 2EE.
Oh, there we go.
M5 degrees
2EE01146. Now, interestingly.
Remote. Connected. 46% battery
that's
level.
How loud.
My devices. Beats Wireless.
My speaker goes.
Not connected. Button.
I found the audio volume for both Bluetooth on this external speaker and my Beats Wireless isn't really that loud, unfortunately. So I'm not too sure if that's a software bug or something, but it's really not that loud, even though I've got my volume here turned up full on this Bluetooth speaker. Okay, so I'm going to switch now between my Bluetooth speaker back to my Apple TV, just so you can hear it properly. So I'm going to press the menu button to go back a menu.
Other devices, Bluetooth, button, one of two.
Okay, and I'm going to press the menu again.
Remotes and devices, button, 5 of 9.
Okay, as you can tell, the volume goes down then comes back up again, so it's a bit disconcerting using a Bluetooth speaker at the moment. So I've gone back to remotes and devices. I'm going to flick up.
Button, 4 of 9.
I didn't even hear that myself. Let me just go down, up.
AirPlay, button. 4 of 9.
Okay, that's it, AirPlay.
Audio and video.
Okay, audio
button.
And video. Click
3
on that.
3 of 9. Audio and video. Audio. Audio output. Apple TV. Button.
And click on that.
Television. 1 of 2.
So I've got television 1 of 2.
01146. Speakers. 2 of 2.
Okay, that's my Bluetooth speaker. I'm going to flick up.
Television.
I'm going to choose television. Which means if I flick down,
M5 degrees 2EE01146.
Back on
speakers,
my television set again.
2 of 2.
And if I flick down,
other speakers.
Act
1. Speakers. 1 of 5.
Okay, these are my AQ audio speakers, including my other Apple TV out in the lounge room. So AQ 1 is one of our lounge room ones.
Act 2. Speakers.
Okay,
2
AQ
of 5.
AQ 2 is one in the dining room.
Act 3.
AQ
3 speakers.
By my son's
3 of 5.
Rooms.
Act 4.
And
speakers,
four, bedroom,
lounge room,
and there's
two,
the lounge
television,
room, Apple TV.
5 of 5.
Okay, so I'm going to flick up.
Act 4, Act 3, Act 2, Act 1,
and
speakers,
I'm going to
1
click
of 5.
On AQ 1, just the one here in the playroom at the moment. And if I flick down,
M5 degrees 2E, Act 1, speakers, 2 of 3.
You can tell with AirPlay, and this is why I like AirPlay, my audio for voiceover has stayed on the Apple TV speaker connected to my television here, unlike the Bluetooth speaker, which besides having poor volume, it's also the fact that voiceover is also going out through the Bluetooth speaker, which I really don't like. Let me just go and open up my music app on the Apple TV. Open music And you just heard that beep, and that actually came through the AQ1 speaker.
Play, selected, World Soul, Vinyl Williams, 4 of 4.
Okay, and that's now coming through my AirPlay speaker. I'm just going to get up and go and turn up my audio speaker.
Alert, Act 1.
And I'm just going to press play pause.
Paused.
As you can tell, it's a lot louder using the AirPlay speaker, in this case my AQ1, than it is using Bluetooth. Since I'm playing music, I can change my audio when I'm in the music app anyway, as you can on movies and TV shows. So if I flick
options.
Up, I've got options.
Button.
Click on options.
World Soul by Vinyl Williams. I love this song. Go to album. Button.
Okay, so I flick down.
I love this song.
Trackpad.
Start station. Add to my music. Add to a playlist. Speakers.
Okay, button. Speakers. So I click on speakers.
Selected. Act 1.
So
2 of 3.
AQ1's currently active. I flick up.
Apple TV. 1
That's
of 3.
Apple TV. So the television speaker.
Selected. Act 1.
AQ1.
M5 degrees 2E01146. 3 of 3.
And I'm just going to click on it again.
M5 degrees 2E01146. 3 of 3.
And let's play the music. Now press play pause. Now keep in mind that speaker, like I said, is up fully loud. And normally that's quite a loud speaker. So if I flick up.
Other speakers.
You can hear voiceover probably just, but it's actually coming out of the same speaker.
Selected. M5 degrees 2 at 1. 2 of 3.
Okay, and click it back on AQ1.
Selected. 2 of 3.
Okay, so voiceover's come back through the local Apple TV speaker. And that's the AQ1 playing in the background out of the AirPlay speaker. And if I flick up.
Apple TV.
And
1 of 3.
Apple TV. If I click on Apple TV, I'm going to get
selected.
Music.
Apple TV. 1 of
and
3.
And voiceover coming through the television speaker. And
paused.
Play pause to stop. For me, playing audio works absolutely fine with music and voiceover coming out of the television speaker, stroke the Apple TV. Poor volume coming out of my currently Bluetooth speaker. Besides the fact that voiceover also goes through the Bluetooth speaker and the speech, it's almost like it's, I don't know, restarting the Bluetooth driver or doing something because the voice starts out very soft and gets normal again when I'm flicking around the menus. And the fact that you've also got voiceover coming out the same speaker as music. And my favourite, of course, is using AirPlay. The speakers themselves are actually the smart audio speakers that I got a couple of years ago. And that's my favourite way of playing music because, of course, voiceover stays on the local device, i.e. Apple TV stroke TV speaker, and the music goes out to the AirPlay. And that would be the same case as if I was playing movies, TV shows. Now, I should say before I finish this demo that you can change the audio output within applications as well. So not just movies, TV shows and music, but apps running on the Apple TV as well. So, for example, if I come down to the Twit TV app, so I'm going to flick down.
Search. The weather. Netflix.
And flick over to the right.
YouTube. Carrot weather. Twit TV. Row 4. Column 4.
And click on Twit TV.
Twit TV. Live. Tab. 1 of 3.
If I flick down.
Start watching Twit Live.
Start
button.
Watching Twit Live. Flick up.
Audio. Tab. 1 of 1.
And I've got an audio tab. If I click on that.
Full dynamic range.
And I flick over to the right.
Apple TV.
I've got Apple TV.
M5 degrees 2EE01146.
Okay, that's the Bluetooth speaker.
Act 1.
AQ1.
Act 2.
2.
Act 3.
3.
Act 4.
4.
Lounge room. 2.
Lounge room and so on. So before that starts playing, I don't quite know why it's not doing it at the moment. But anyway, I'm going to press the home button.
Twit. TV. Row 4, column 4.
But basically that was just to show you anyway that you can definitely change the audio output within an app. So as I was saying, that completes this demonstration of changing your audio output to the Apple TV, Bluetooth speaker or AirPlay. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.